Faster than a DC reboot. Stronger than a fanboy's outrage. Able to leap to wrestling in a single bound from any topic. Look! Up on the feed! It's a show! It's a podcast! It's Utility Belt! Brought to you by Roundabout Fishing Lures. Roundabout Fishing Lures. If you're in and around the lake, spend the day your way and be the roundabout. Roundabout Fishing Lures present The Adventures Through the Multiverse. It is late afternoon. Captain Champion, in his mild-mannered alter ego of Hallam Rickett, has called together his league of amicable acquaintances to the cataclysmic changes in the multiverse. Accompanying him are Spider Fitzpatrick, summoner of zombies, kicker of infants, and all-round doer of good. The noted femme fatale, the philosopher, a technomancer and clinical mats wrestler. And the big O, whose robot's fists are as big as his heart. But while discussing important things, events in the UB multiverse begin to shift. We join our heroes attempting to decipher the Rob Liefeld app.
Hi, my name's Nicole, and I came here primarily because my daughter's a massive Doctor Who fan.
Yeah, my name's Rob, and likewise.
I could tell them that you guys are Doctor Who fans.
No, she was about 4 years old and just got obsessed watching on TV. Decided that there was a crack in the wall in her bedroom and she was going to enter it.
Since I was four, but then I got really into it when we moved into our new house and I saw a crack in the wall that looks a bit like Amy Pond's one, and then I officially went really excited and started getting into Doctor Who.
Since then has collected the figurines, the cards, everything. She's got a screwdriver that she thinks is real and she's just obsessed with it, yeah. But it's just made her, you know, it's just, she's become, I think, it's made her a bit more intelligent and out there, and she's
inquisitive
and she's
about
got
everything.
About everything, and she's just got a, a bigger base and outlook on life.
Yeah, it's a good geek foundation.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Hopefully, as my daughter is going to get older, hopefully she'll, I'll be able to introduce her. Yeah, I can hear you. I'm going to try and introduce her to it as she gets older and start understanding. I mean, she was. I have a lovely memory of watching one of Matt Smith's episodes about 3 days after she was born. So every time I hear the Queen of Years singing her song, kind of puts a little bit of a lump in my throat because I can remember her being teeny tiny and being fed, and just as that episode was being shown.
Daughter, you know one day that you'll have to face the world. So take the lessons you have now, the stories you've been told.
She's for her 11th birthday, she had a trip to Forbidden Planet. And that was like her ultimate thing.
Then it'll be Comic-Con.
Yeah, next will be Comic-Con. I could just see probably 16th birthday.
Daughter, you'll grow older and you will grow so wise. So I am just so happy.
She's just, you know, she's into it. She's more grounded. She doesn't follow the kids at school. She doesn't follow the main crowd. And she's just individual and intellectual. And it's the best thing you could ask for a kid, really.
Oh, I'm very boring. I work for I work in a warehouse, sending out computer components. And then when I'm on my off time, I'm pretty much a father to a rambunctious little two-year-old, and I spend time with my wife and just enjoying life, really.
Who does this land belong to? Certainly, He used to belong to you. I remember when we walked this long, winding river to Hythe, past the quays and along the railroad track, but you're no longer here, and we're no longer here. So who does this place belong to? Does it belong to those who are left? To Rob and Jack and Dan and Matthew and Mark and Luke? I don't think so. I don't believe so. Because if it belonged to them, they'd be here. They'd be here. They'd see this dark grey sky with sheds of blue and light, and sea and salt and smoke and weed, but it's not theirs either. Is it mine? I don't think so. In fact, I know so. Because if it was mine, I'd be here all day, every day. I'd live. But I don't live. I experience. I do. I don't live. But for now, for this moment, and the sun shines on this porch to my bench, as Davis sings in, or sings out the day, this land is mine.
I'm glad you brought up visualization, because that is something I've been quite interested in recently with the whole multimedia convergent world we live in. As we've seen so far from the BBC, they're employing strategies of visualization and trying to visualize their radio content. Do you think that that is taking away from the radio as a pure, intimate, immediate form? Does it add anything?
No, I think it's an act of monumental folly. All of the new media, nearly all of the new media have brought visuals with them. I think the people who run radio must understand is that the fact that radio is non-visual is not a limitation, it's a trump card. It allows radio to do things that television can't do, partly because of the intrinsic difficulties that television encounters as a medium obsessed with vision, and partly because of, how can I put it, the politics of broadcasting, the fact that in a way, to its great embarrassment, television is more popular than radio. There's much more intellectual content on radio than there is on television. Admittedly, most of it's only on Radio 3 or 4. You know, on the television you get, during the general election, you get political pantomime, people standing at podiums and calling each other's names. And that passes as political debate. If you want actual analysis, serious analysis of political issues, you go to radio.
Well, it might be a matter of trying to hook, to an extent, young people while they can still get connected to them. And then once young people start listening to the radio and start enjoying it, which you can argue is done through the visualization, it is possible to say that I believe visualization is kind of the thing that brings younger people to radio, and then if that's successful, then it works. They will continue, as you say, listen, progress through the different channels and listen to different things.
It's a bit patronising, isn't it? Because you seem to be saying that young people will only be interested in radio if you give them something to gape at. Young people aren't quite that stupid, are they?
No, I'm guessing they're not.
I think that's...
Welcome to Heaven. If you're a newcomer and you have a reservation, please press 1. If you are a newcomer but you don't have a reservation, please press 2. If you are a resident and you wish to talk to our maintenance team, please press 3. For any other requests, please press 4. Thank you for your patience. All our operators are momentarily busy.
You're a bloody patron saint of England. You have to go through all this every time you want to talk to someone.
Good evening. I'm Robert. How can I help you?
Hello. Listen, I'd like to talk to St. Peter.
Sorry, sir. I'm afraid that is not possible.
Why is that?
Sir, telephone access to St. Peter's office is highly restricted.
Okay, pal. Now, let me tell you something. You're talking to St. George of England.
Yes, and I'm Batman.
Why? Why is this happening to me?
That Lady by the Isley Brothers. Great song, great song. So, Dav, there was something you were saying in the last link which made me think. And you know me, Dav. I'm not one for thinking. That's why I keep you around. That's why I keep you, my spiritual advisor / accountant, around. Because I don't want to sort of deal with these problems. I want to put them onto you because you're like dry white toast. You're like the color nothing. You're like the middle of the sound frequency when you cross mics. You're like a pen with no ink in it. You're someone I can sort of depend on to just be a blank slate. You know?
That is entirely accurate, yes.
That's absolutely accurate. But there was something you said in the last link which made me think. It made me think, and I don't like that. I don't like having to think. So you said that not everything makes sense. Like, not everything has a reason.
I didn't say not everything has a reason. I just said not everything makes sense.
So not everything makes sense. But why would that be? Why would a thing not make sense?
Well, there's several possible reasons for that. But it could just be the fact that you're not ready to understand. You're just not ready to understand. It might make sense in some way, on some level. You're just not on that level. And when I say you're not on that level, I mean we're not on that level.
Far,
in general, okay. Universally.
Okay.
We're just not there.
But here's my thing. You're saying that there might be things in my head, which I know the reason to, but then I don't know that I know the reason for them? You're saying that like there is a way that I could both know and not know something at the same time?
Maybe.
I don't know the answer
to that.
It's far out.
But then you know, the nature of knowledge as well. What is knowledge?
Yeah.
It's a hard. It's an interesting question, right?
Yeah. It really fries my brain. You know, I like to. I think sometimes I just like that stuff. The thinking stuff. The idea that I might know something but not know something, or that it just might not be available to me, that I might not be in control of everything. It makes me, you know, it's horrifying, and I don't want it. I don't want it. It's like a big bug inside my chest. I just want it out of me, you know. I just like it physically repels me. I just want someone to like cut it out, you know. That's why I like focusing on like things I know, like names and places and dates and like elements and all that. So I'm gonna calm down. Sorry, what do you want? What is it?
Well, when you say you want to be in control,
yeah,
that's fine. That's good. Fair enough. Like that's good. We all okay. want yeah. to be in control, but that this is Biggo's family friendly
yes,
funk hour.
You're entirely right. It
so
is Biggo's.
What's wrong with being out of control?
I'm out of control. You're exactly right. I'm out of control. I don't even know what it is. It's the middle of March. It's the end of March, but I'm still gonna play September by Earth, Wind & Fire. Yeah, we got a tune coming up for you now. You're listening to Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. This is Earth, Wind & Fire with September from the Ministry of Sound Anthems of Disco. It's all good here on Big O's Family Friendly Funk Hour. Keeps in. I'm going to get control of my life, but we're going to be out of control on this show. We're going to live the dichotomy.